Daf is Lamed Zayin. So we got to the very bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says Yehuda Mahi. So we wanted to know before about what the story of Yehuda was and his Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Befarhesya. So the Gemara says the Tanya Hayav Rabbi Meir Omer Kishe Amdu Yisrael Hayam. When Klai Yisrael was standing on Yam, the Kriyas Yamsuf, Hayu Shvatim Menatzchem Zemzeh. They were busy fighting. They were fighting who's going to go first into the Yam, who's going to be the hero. Which is interesting that they're having such a debate. So until while they were busy fighting, they all looked the other way. Then Kafatz Shvata Shebin Yamin, the Shebin Yamin took the opportunity, jumped in. The Yard of the Yam Tchila, they went first. Shenemar, it says, Shem Bin Yamin, sorry, Rodem. There, Bin Yamin, the youngest one, Rodem, he went down. Altikre, Rodem Ela Ram Radyam. Not Rodem, Lashon, Rodem means Tardem, I guess, Lashon of a deep slumber, maybe. But what it should be read as, Rad Yam went down to the Yam. They went first. Vahayu, sorry, Yehuda, Rogmanosam, and then Yehuda, the principals of Yehuda were busy stoning them. Okay, interesting. Shenemar, sorry, Yehuda, Rigamsan. They started to stone them. So the Gemara says further now, because of this, and that he was the first to jump in, he was Ocha to be Ushpizichin, to be the hosts of the Gvura, which Rashi says, Ushpizichin the Gvura, Shebeis Kachem Kachem Bonoi Bechelko, was built in the Chelka Binyamin. Interesting in terms of the terms used in the Svarim, in the Sphiros, usually we understand the Beis Hamikdash to be Hod. The Mid of Hod, not Gvura, Mid of Hod, the Yamim represent the Mid of Hod, and that's why he was Zocha. Here, Lashon of Gvura is being used, I don't know how that fits in. But Shenemar, how do we know that he was Zocha? Shenemar, Ubein Ksefa of Shachin, between the shoulders of Binyamin, he's going to rest. The Shachin is going to reside in the Chelik of Binyamin. So Amar Levi Yehuda, so that's how he understood the whole conversation there. So Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo kach hayamai, so that's not what took place that day. Ela zeh omer ein ani yorei tchil liyam, zeh omer ein ani yorei tchil liyam. They both said, I'm not going down, I'm not sure if this place is going to split. And they're all backing off. And then in that situation, Kofatz Nachshon ben Aminadov, b'yor liyam tchil. As we know, Nachshon was the one who jumped in. That's how Rashi brings this day in, al Torah. He jumped in first. Shenemar, Sevuni b'chacha shefraim, uvemirma beis Yisrael, v'yehuda od reidam el, the Olav, fine. So he went down first. So this is a pasuk that appears in, where's this pasuk here? In Hosea. That Yehuda owed Rada im Kael. So they went down. This, I guess, a reference to Nachshon ben Aminadav, who came from Yehuda. Rashi says in the top here, Bechachash Ephraim, Yicheru l'smoch Olav, Bechachash ben Menuasam. They were scared to rely on him, and they were weakening in their Muna. Raid am Kael, Yared b'yam al Shif. Shebatach b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Yehuda, represented by Nachshon ben Aminadav, went down to the Am with the tremendous bitachon Hashem will do something to save him and the rest of Am Yisrael. V'alav b'farsh b'Kabbalah, on him, it says explicitly in Kabbalah, the pasuk that's found in Tehillim, Hoshieni Elokim Kivo Mayim Anefesh Tevati Bivein Mitzula V'ein Mamad V'gomer. So Hashem saved me from the water coming up at Nefesh, high up probably until where his mouth was or so. Tevati, I almost drowned, I sank. Bivei Mitzula, in the place of the depths of the water. Vein Mamad, Babasi, when the rest of the Pasuk says, B'maki Mayim, Shibolos Shitafasni. So the Pasuk continues to say, Al Tishtefeni Shibolos Mayim. Too bad we don't have Harry here today with all the Tai Chi and the Pesukim here. So in the end of the day, the pasuk continues to say that he was not swallowed, he was not absorbed by the water. So this is a reference to, again, Yehuda taking the plunge. So Ba'osa Shah, in that moment, Hayamoshe Marech Betvila, he was davening for a very long time. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hashem says to him, Yididai, Tovim Bayam, Ata Marech Betvila, Lefanai. My dear ones, Klai says, jumping into the water, and you're busy davening. Sometimes you have to daven, and sometimes it's a time to act. Now's the time to act. So Amar Lefanav Ribon Sholem, Ma Biyadi Lasos, what am I supposed to do, Moshe says. Amar Lo, Daber B'nai Yisrael, V'yusu. So go speak to Am Yisrael, and begin to travel. V'ata Harim Esmatcha, V'natat Yadcha, and raise your staff, and hit it, and have the water split. So since Nachshon ben Imnadav, who came from Yehuda, he was did this shem shemayim b'farhesin. That's why I brought this whole gemara here. He was zochah to be memshal b'Yisrael. He was zochah to be the melech of Yisrael. Shenemar ha'Yisrael Yehuda l'kadsho Yisrael am shlosav. Because Yehuda was kadsho, was sanctified Hashem's name, mem shlosav. He's going to he was zochah to be the rulers of Am Yisrael. Matam ha'Yisrael Yehuda l'kadsho. So the pasuk reads very nicely as we say in Hallel. What was the reason? In what way was he mekadesh shemayim? And he was right to be memshala because Hayav Rav Yonos, because the water saw Nachshon ben Aminadav of Yehuda and split.
What point were Yedidai Tovim Beyam? Was that when Nachshon started walking in and the waters had not split yet?
That's what I thought. You think it's a different point?
No, I'm not sure. I agree. I mean, that's the only time we saw that Kleiser was in the Yam. But it was just Nachshon at that point, right? It wasn't anybody else.
You're saying, why is it saying plural? Yedidai. It should be Yedidi. Yedidai. So who else followed him afterwards? Seems from down here that the way Marsha understands this, I'm not sure if this was goal, but it sounds like all Shevet Yehuda may have went in. So the way Marsha says, Hashem says to Moshe, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yiso, tell the rest of the Shevet Yehuda to go in. And regarding the other Shvatim who were too scared to go in, for them, nitas yadcha, then you could raise your staff and more like force them to go in. So it sounds like he just led the pack, but people were following him. So that's the plural, I guess.
I'm also looking to Marsha. I don't know, it could be going in a different part. He says on Yedidai Tovim Beyam, he says, Makom Sakon Mispalm Tfilak Tzarek, the Mem Sas Brahms. He says, V'nakat Lashon Yedidai L'Rameyer, where's Rameyer? Rameyer, oh, that was before. That was Binyamin.
He was the first opinion,
yes,
right?
He says, the Rameyer, the Binyamin Yaron Tchila Liyam, V'zachad the Ben Ksef Av Shachin. Right? So he's called Yididai because it's my Binyaminers. My Sheva Binyamin, according to our mayor.
Interesting. But according to Huda, why is he calling Yididai?
Right, according to that other opinion. He doesn't even entertain it, what I'm seeing here. It must be Namarsha from a different area. That makes sense. If it was the rest of the Sheva that followed Nachshon, then it would make sense, I guess.
I just so happened to be yesterday, based on this week's parsha we discussed yesterday also about the 10 fingers and the Shivcha Zera and the 10 children of Binyamin. So it says by Yosef et Tzadik, Taraf Taraf, that he was eaten by the wild animal. And by Binyamin it says also Binyamin Zev Taraf Taraf. That's supposed to be a remez to him taking over the children of Yosef. And I saw the gematria, I remember which words, of something in Binyamin, Taraf, Binyamin saying equals gematria of Yosef at Tzadik. There seems to be this connection that we were discussing yesterday in this week's Parsha. Now it's interesting here also, in terms of Binyamin Yehuda, so we say that's why Binyamin was zocha to have the base of Mikdash in his chelek. Yehuda was also zocha. The Gemara says that really the Mizbeach was a combination of their chalakim. Yehuda's chalak kind of dipped into the Beis Hamikdash area and took a part of the Mizbeach. So they had some interplay there. Okay. So the Gemara says now, Tanya Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Yeshar Lomar Levi Lamata, Shekfar Nemar Lamala. You can't say Levi below because we said it above. V'yeshar Lomar Lamala, Shekfar Nemar Lamata. So what is this referring to? Which Sukkim. If you look at Rashi towards the top, very much on the top, Shekfar Nemar Lo Lamala, Moshe Kasa Betara Eli Yamdu Levarech Vegomer Shimon Levi Yehuda. Referring to Har Evel, Har Grizim, it sounds like going back there, so these stood on this side, and Levi was coupled with Shimon Yehuda. And Shekfar Nemar Levi Lamata, says Rashi, Misefer Yeshua, Kidichsev Vechol Yisrael Vezakein Av Om De Mizeh Mizel Aron Neged Akonim Levim Alma Akonim Levim Lamata Hayu. So one place they couple them on the top of the mountain with Shimon, and the other place it mentions them down below with the other Kohanim. So where exactly were the Levim standing for the brachas and kalas of Har Evel and Har Grizim? So the Gemara says, okay, so how could this be true? Zikne kahuna v'leviya l'mata. The elders of the Kohanim and Levim were below. V'ashar l'mala, and the rest of them, the younger ones, were above. That's all according to the first opinion of the Braise, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Comes along Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yoshi rather, Omer kol haroi l'sharis l'mata v'ashar l'mala. Any of those who were capable of serving would be below, and anyone who was not capable of serving was above. What does it mean, roi l'sharis, says Rashi? Haroi l'sharis l'osei, says Ha'aron, da'ainu b'ben shloshim v'ad ben chamishim. Levim, from the age of 30 to 50, that was a 20-year period that they were able to serve and carry the Aron. Those, that age bracket was down below. Those below 30, those above 50, were all on top of the mountain. Comes on Rebbe, Omer, Eilev, Eilev, Lamata, Heinomdim. Nope. Both these groups were standing below. Rashi says, let's just read the Gemara first, and then we'll get back to Rashi. Eilev, Eilev, Lamata, Heinomdim, Havchu, Pneim, Klape, Har, Grizim, Upaschu, Ubibracha, Klape, Har, Eval, Upaschu, Beklala. So everyone was standing below. No one was on the top. It's just a matter of where they're facing. So that means what? Rashi says, Eilev, Eilev, Yisrael, Levim, Lamata, Hayuk, Dichse, Besef, Yeshua, everyone. Klai Yisrael is below, Levim are below. Har Al Har Evel Har Grizim says Rashi Shekasim Moshe B'Torah Al B'Samech Mefarish V'Azel. It doesn't mean that they were mamish on. It means that they were next to, they were adjacent to. So there's no steer to say that Levim were down below and Levim were on Al Har, one of the Harim, because they're never. No one was actually on. It was next to. So there's no steer. Everyone was below. Just question which mountain was were they closer to. That's how Rebbe understands it. Okay, the Gemara now says, so what does it mean, al, so my al, so if it says, if it really means they're below, so what does the word al mean? If it says they're on top of the mountain, al besamech, it means al is adjacent to. Kiditanya, v'nasata al hamareches levona zaka. They placed on the mareches this pure, I think they call it frankincense or something. So they placed it on, what does it mean al? Rebbe Omer al besamech, it means next to, they didn't place it on the marecha, they placed it next to the marecha. At Omer al Besamach, you say it only means next to. Oh, wait, no, al Mamash. Maybe it really means on the Maracha. Kishi Omer v'sakos al Haron, habi Omer al Besamach. Sakos al Aron, and they'd be covering the Aron. That clearly means al, necessarily mean, definitely there means Samach. So what's going on here? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says al Besamach. Shaya Moshev Shnei Bezichi Lavona Bein Shnei Asadarim. So I think it's referring to the Lechem Apanim. Lechem Apanim had on each side was, I believe, the Lavon, a little area for the frankincense that was on the side of it. So they wouldn't place it mamish on the columns of bread. They place it next to it. I think that's what it's referring to. Exactly. That's exactly what it's saying. It's not on the actual bread, on the marach of the bread. It's right next to it. It's on the side of where the Lechem Apanim were. And then how do you know what's referring to Sakos al Haron? How do we know that means also Bisamach? So Rashi says, Bisakos al Haron al Karchach lab al Mamish, not actually on the Aron. Dehai Mechitza havi Parochas v'lo hayaschach. So it's referring to the Parochas, you put the Parochas on top of the Aron. You're not putting the Parochas on top of the Aron. It means next to it, but it wouldn't be covering the Aron. So just like al there means Bisamach, so to al by the Lavona means Samach, and al by Har Evil, Har Grizim also means Samach. Okay, the Gemara now says at the bottom here, Hifchu Pneim Klapei Har Grizim Paschu V'Barchu. So, first they turned this direction to Har Grizim, they gave the brachas, then they turned to Har Evel and gave the klalos. So, Tana Rabbanan, Baruch Bechlal, Baruch Befrat. They said a general bracha, and then they said the details of the bracha. So, Rashi explains, Baruch Bechlal, Baruch Befrat, Kol Brachos V'Klalos Nemru B'Har Grizim B'Har Evel Bechlal Ufrat. They all mentioned generally and also mentioned detail. Baruch Hashem Yakim is Divrei Torah Hazos, Arur Hashem Lo Yakim, Harei Bechlal. Anyone who keeps the Torah in general, anyone who doesn't keep the Torah. V'chalachas v'achas b'frat, Baruch V'or, Baruch Hashem Lo Yaseh Pesem Masecha, Arur Hashem Yaseh Pesem Masecha, V'chein Kulam. All these details afterwards. That's what took place. So that's the first opinion here again, back to the Gemara, Baruch Bechlal, Baruch B'frat, Arur Bechlal, Arur B'frat, Lilmod U'lelamed Lishmor V'lasos, to learn, to teach, to keep, and to do, Hare, Arba, Arba, V'Arba. The Habari Arba, that's four. That means in every single mitzvah, there are four things to do. There's to learn, there's to teach, and there's to keep, and then there's to do. So let's see. If you look at Rashi, you see Rashi in the previous page. Lomo lelame lishmor. Velasos, kol hamitzvos kulan. Every single mitzvah, tu'unos arba elu, requires four elements. Ulimatim osam, mishmartim lasosam, v'chsiv limatim osam esbenechem, to teach your children, harei kan arba mitzvos, arba mitzvos lechol mitzvah. There are four mitzvahs in every single mitzvah. While our boss and on all four of these elements, Nimsru Aru Baruch, each one has a curse and has a bracha, Bechal Ufrat, in a general way and in a specific way. Baruch Hashem Yilamdu Aru Hashem Lo Yilamdu, V'chein Lamein, V'chein Lishmar, V'chein Lasos, Bechal Echad Arba, Brisos, Bris Levaruch, Bechal, Bris Levaruch Befrat, Bris Levaruch Bechal, Bris Levaruch Befrat. Okay, it's getting to a lot of numbers here. So in one given mitzvah, there are four elements. There's a learning, there's a teaching, there's a keeping, and there's the action. When each of those four, there is now the Baruch and Arur of each, which is really broken down to eight. There's also the general Baruch and the general Klal, which should be, I guess, a total of 10. I think he's trying to build the whole thing.
What's the difference between Lishmar and Lasos? I thought Lishmar was Los Ases and Lasos was not Ase.
Right. Typically it is. So how could you have that? So when I have a mitzvah Ase, so by me protecting from not doing it, by me not being lazy, not doing the negative, would be the Shemira, I guess. Maybe that's one way. Let's see. Is there a definition of Shemira? So the Maharsha explains Shemira to mean you should have Kavana, you should Chazer B'tmidus, and Chazer the Halachas, lest you forget Halachas. Shemira means to preserve the learning in your head. And Yaakov says, means what we said, to protect from keeping the mix and make sure you do it. The Asiyah is the actual doing, the Shemir is what I guess the Siyah, the leading up to, ensuring that you're going to get to the point of Asiyah. That's what it sounds like. That's what you connect it to. Shemir is a lashon of Los Ases. And then the Tiferes Tzion writes that when the moment a person learns about it, he should take it upon himself to be shomer to ensure that it gets to the point of actually doing the mitzvah. Okay, so different takes of it. So either way, every mitzvah has these four elements. So hare arba. So that's four. Then, arba v'arba. Now each one has a bracha and a klal attached to it. Now the way it's breaking it down here, the way they're explaining here is, in each one of the four, so let's say in the Lumod, there are four elements. There's the Bracha Bechlal, Bracha Befrat, Aru Bechlal, Aru Befrat. So it's four of those in each of them. So, Hare Shmona. That should be not 8, that should be 16. No? Well, that's what I ended up saying. So Arba. The Arba, Hare Shmona. And then Shmona, and Shmona, which is the Lomo Lame now, and the Shmolasa, it ends up being Sheish Esrei. Okay. It ends up being 16. Mm-hmm. I find that the math, the way they did in the Gemara, is different than the way we typically think. It ends up being 16 regardless. V'chein B'Sinai, V'chein Barvos Moav. So too, the same thing happened in Sinai and Arvos Moav. Shenemar Elu Divrei Habris Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Uksiv Shmartem Es Divrei Habris Hazos. So we have these two instances as well. So we have 16 times 3, three different areas, ends up being 48. Nimtza Memchaz Brisos Akol Mitzvah Mitzvah. Every time we do a mitzvah, we mekayim 48 brisos, which is pretty amazing. Rabbi Shimon Motzi Har Grizim B'Har Evel Umachnes Ol Moed Shebimimbar. He agrees to the number, but has a different way to calculate it. Har Grizim doesn't count. Har Evil doesn't count. Instead, he refers to Ol Moed, the Bimidbar, where they had another bris that was stated there. That's his calculation. Ube Pluk to the Honey Tanai, and this machlokus really hinges upon a different machlokus tanai. Detanya Rabbi Yishmael Omer Klalos Venemu Besenai, who protests by Ol Moed. Only the general terms were mentioned at Sinai. It was the details that was mentioned only in Ol Moed. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kalos Ufratos Nemru B'Sinai V'Nisha Ba'Olamav V'Nisha Ashi Ba'Arvis Malav. Rabbi Akiva thinks, no, all the details and all the general statements were mentioned in Sinai, they repeated in Olamav, and they repeated yet a third time in Arvis Malav. Vein lecha kol davar mitzvah, mitzvah shekhsuva b'Torah shelo nichasu ala arba m'shmonim brisos. And there is no mitzvah in the Torah that does not have attached to it 48 different brisos.
That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion.
Exactly, that's Rabbi Shimon's opinion, who thought to include Olamav as opposed to Har Evel, Har Gwizim. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, ish kfar ako, amar mishum Rabbi Shimon, ein lecha mitzvah. Interesting, this is Rabbi Shimon now. Ein lecha mitzvah, mitzvah shekhsu b'Torah shelo nichasu ala arba m'shmonim brisos shel shesh meos. Elaf, u'shloshes alafim v'chamesh meos v'chamishim. That doesn't have 48 brisos. That was given with the adding magnitude to it to the 603,550 men that were counted in the midbar. So, what's he adding there? Just giving more magnitude to it. So Rashi says, very interesting. Rashi just says further, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Arbam, Shmona, Brisos, L'chol Echad, Shal, Sheish, Meos, Elef, Shlosh, Shalafim, Chamesh, Meos, V'chamishim, Kiminan, Shehayu, B'midbar, Shekol Echad, Nase, Ariv, L'chol Echad, Kol Achiv. So I have your bris, and I have his bris, so all of us together, now we're all overlapping, so ends up being 48 times 603,550, which quick math would send us somewhere to 30 million or so. Okay. Fine, so that's a lot of brisos. If you really could take that to heart, it makes each mitzvah so much more powerful. Maybe give us some chizuk and how important each mitzvah is. Okay. There must be some psukim here that Rav Shor could think of that has a gematria of this 30 million that we speak of. I probably, you know. Okay. The Gemara says now, where are we? Nimsa? Like we just said in Rashi, everyone has these amount of brisos. So my benai, what's the difference between these two opinions? If this is a concept of arvus of another arvus of another arvus, meaning what? So Rashi explains.
Sorry, I lost.
Oh, sorry. Maybe I may have skipped. Very possible I skipped. Yeah, I think I did.
I'm a Rebbe.
Rebbe says, the divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish kvar ako she'amar mishum Rabbi Shimon ein lecha kol mitzvah mitzvah shebetorah shelo nichasu ala arba'im u'shmar brisos shel sheish meos elef u'shlosh alafim chamesh meos v'chamishim. According to his opinion, nimsa lechol echad ve'echad miyisrael sheish meos elef u'shlosh alafim v'chamesh meos v'chamishim. According to him, it turns out that every single person, every single Jew, has this amount of brisos. So Gemara asks, "Am I benai? What exactly is Rabbi coming to add on that we didn't say beforehand?" So what's he adding on is that Amar of Masharsha Arva V'Arva D'Arva Ikabinayo. That's the difference. What does this mean? So if you look at this Rashi, Rashi explains Amar of Masharsha Arva V'Arva D'Arva Im Nase Kol Echad Arv Al Arvuso Shel Chavero Olo. Do I become an Arev on my friend? Meaning, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Savar Lo Nase Kol Echad Arv Al Chavero Elo Shishmer Esa Mitzos Nimtza. And shishmeres I need to keep my own personal obligations. And nimtza kol echad ve'echad ariv shel memchas brisos shel kol echad ve'echad. So it turns out we're all obligated to keep 48 mitzvahs of each person. Aval nase kol echad ve'echad ariv al arvus shel chavero ela al chavaso shel chavero. What's he saying?
In other words, in the 603,000, whatever the number was, you have now 600,000 arvuses as well. So do you have a chiyuv on everybody else's arvus on the 48? So it would theoretically be 603,000 times 48 times the 603,000.
Uh-huh.
Right? If it's just I have an arvus on your 48 versus on your 48, on your 48, 48 times 600,000. But if I have arvus on your arvus, because you have to worry about everybody else's, and I need to worry about you worrying about everybody else's, well, that's 603,000 times the 48 times 600.
Times 603,000 again, though, yeah, no? Because
yeah.
Each you have 603 obligations of them, and I have the obligation, but I have everyone's obligation also. So it ends up being a very large billion number. Okay, so that's the difference between the two. Okay, the Gemara now says, Darish Rabbi Yehuda, ben Nachmani. miturgamenei the Rabbi Shimon Lachash. Kol haparsha kulo lo nemra lo benoif and no efes. The entire parsha is referring to a noif and no efes, an adulteress. Arur ha'ish asher yaseh pesal masecha. So again, cursed is a person who makes a pesel and makes an idol. Ba'arur sagilai. So Rashi says, ba'arur sagilai, b'tmiya, ko for bikerhu, v'sagilai ba'arur.
Ba'arur sagilai, is that enough? Someone who's ko for biker, all he gets is an arur.
So Ella zeh ba'a erva, v'holid ben, talking about a person who had a child, a mamzer, with an erva. V'holach le'ben over the kochavim. He went among the Garim, the Ovid of the Zara, the Ovid of the Shechavim, Arurim, Ovivimo, Shazeh, Shekach Garmulo. So, they're going to be cursed on this thing that this is what they caused.
It's going on the parents. So it's only Arur.
Only Arur, but shouldn't the parents have something worse, though?
Well, they didn't do it.
They didn't do it for the Zara. But isn't what about the Arur itself, though? That actual act of Arius, isn't that something worthy more than just Arur? Okay, I don't know, but either way, each case is not talking about the Ovid Avodah Zarah himself. It's referring to the parents who had Erva and all the products of their relationship. What they ended up doing, the parents will get an additional curse for all those additional actions. In Echanami, probably they're going to, they're obviously deserving of the punishment for the actual Erva, but these are additional curses that you get on top of that. The Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan v'nosatas habracha al ha'argizim v'sakal v'gomer. And they gave the bracha while standing or at least facing Har Grizim, and they received the kala while facing Har Evel. Ma tam lomar, what does this come to teach me? Im lalame shite bracha al Har Grizim, kala Har Evel. Hare karnemar elu yamdu levarchasam al Har Grizim, uksiv elu yamdu al haklala bar Har Evel. Great, you learn that from different basics. So this puzzle can be coming to teach me that same halacha. El haktim bracha leklala. The bracha should come prior to the kala. Yachal you call brachas kodmos leklalos. Maybe all brachos should come before klalos. Tamalomer bracha v'klala. Bracha atas kodemus l'klala. Vein ko brachos kodemus l'klalos. Not all brachos had to have preceded klalos. Only one of the brachos had to have preceded all the other klalos. So, is there Rashi down here? So I guess, I don't know all the psukim, but apparently we start off with saying one bracha, and then we go into the klalos, and then we return back to the other brachos. So the Gemara says, Lahakish bracha l'klala, lomar l'chama kala b'levim af bracha b'levim. So there should be hakish the bracha to the kala. Just like the kala was with the levim, so too the brachas have to be with the levim. What does it mean with the levim? The levim had to be present. They're the ones, right? The pasuk says vanu ha-levim vamu arur. Levim are the ones who responded to the kala, so too they're the ones who have to respond to the bracha as well. Then the Gemara says ma kala b'kal ram, just like the kala was said out loud. Af bracha b'kol ram, so to the bracha has to be stated out loud. Uma klala b'lashon hakodesh has to be said in Hebrew. Af bracha b'lashon hakodesh. Uma klala b'chal ufrat was mentioned in general terms and then in details. Af bracha b'chal ufrat. Uma klala elu elu onim v'omim amen. Af bracha elu elu onim v'omim amen. Okay, we'll stop here.
So was it one bracha, one klala, one bracha, one klala, or was it?